Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Hello, everyone. Today we're going to do part two of the 3% versus the 97%. Last we left off at 5, so let's go ahead and dig right in. So we're talking about here, what's the difference between the mindset of the 3% and the difference between the mindset of the 97%? And many of us desire to be in that 3%, right? Many of us desire to move up the level to where we are literally our own bosses. We are literally having a mindset of an employer versus an employee. Yet many times we hear this and no one tells us exactly how to make it happen. Well, I found this list and I just want to share with you because it really helps you watch yourself and see, are my actions lining up with the 3% or are they lining up with the 97%? Either way, it's where you are right now, and that's what you want to acknowledge so that you can move into the direction you want to go. Okay, so let me tell you another thing that they say about the 3%. They say the 3% are part of a mastermind. Okay, the 3% are part of a mastermind, where the 97%, they learn on their own. The 3% are part of a mastermind where the 97% learn on their own. So when was the last time you masterminded with a few individuals, maybe 4 or 5, that knew a little bit more than you knew, right? Or do you just continuously learn on your own and see yourself as the smartest person in the room, and that's when you're comfortable? You know, it's very interesting because many of us, when it comes to masterminding, sometimes we're like, oh, we just don't want everybody to know what we're doing and know our secrets. It's like the best kept secret that you found a way to be free. When the reality of it is, you found a way to be free to help others do the same, right? So are you part of a mastermind or are you learning on your own? Another thing the 3% do is they never go where the crowd goes. They never go where the crowd goes. Whereas the 97% follows the crowd. Okay, the 3% never goes where the crowd goes. So if the crowd is going in one direction, the 3% go in the opposite direction versus the 97% following the crowd. And that kind of, to me, goes along with being a part of a mastermind as well, because they say that you are an average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Have you ever really sat back and looked at the 5 people that you hang out with the most and where they are in their lives? Are they headed toward, you know, financial freedom? Are they financially free? Do they live like the 3%? Right? These are things to think about. So the 3% never go where the crowds go. Another thing, another thing about the 3%, they stand for what is right in the face of adversity. They stand for what is right in the face of adversity. I'm going to let you think about that for a second. They stand for what is right in the face of adversity, whereas the 97% change their mind depending on who is listening. Ooh, that's deep. Many of us know. Now, I would say now in my life, I stand for what's right in the face of adversity, yet I'm not even going to sit here and act like I don't remember a time very clearly when I might change my mind depending on who was listening back before I realized what that meant, right? I'm not even going to sit here and act like, because we all are growing, right? And I know I've grown in that area. So when you're sitting here thinking about this, was there a time when you would change your mind depending on who was listening? And then, like, for me, actually, I would do that. And I did it until individuals got together and realized I had said one thing to one and one thing to another based on which one was listening to what. And then I kind of got caught on the carpet. And I didn't like that feeling. So I went to the fact that whatever is right is right. And I'll admit, spending time with the Lord and getting saved and giving my life to Jesus Christ helped significantly in that area. Okay, let's go back to this. The 3% pay little or no attention to the opinions of others. Ooh, the 3% pay little or no attention to the opinions of others. They don't just say it. They actually don't do it, right? Whereas the 97% are all about pleasing others. The 97% are all about pleasing others. And I know many of us have gone through that, that situation were faced with the reality that we were being people pleasers when honestly we shouldn't have been worried about what they thought in the first place, period. Right? Because what they thought didn't really change the bottom line. It didn't really change the bottom line. Yet the 3% guys, they pay little or no attention to the opinions of others. Now, let's go into one more. The 3% have a mindset for abundance. So whenever, if you were to take a snapshot of the mindset of a 3%er, then their mind would show you abundance at every time. And whenever you took that snapshot, they're thinking about abundance. They're thinking about that moment on the beach. They're thinking about spending time with their kids. They're thinking about their why. They're thinking about how they're going to get there. Yet the 97% have a mindset of lack. If you were to take a snapshot of a 97%er's mindset at any given time, they're thinking about how, oh my God, I got all these bills to pay. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to make this happen. Oh my God, I can't afford to do this. Oh my God, I can't afford to do that. Oh my God, I just don't have enough room in my house. I don't have. Lack. Right now, take a snapshot of your mind right now. What are you thinking about? How many times you thought in a lack mindset? Now, I'm going to be honest with you on this one too. I had to transition my mind. There was a time when I constantly thought of lack, had a mindset of lack. I'm, like I said, guys, I'm on here to be transparent with you and be honest. And I didn't realize it until one day my daughter came to me and says to me, and this is before I got this great information that I'm sharing with you, right? She comes to me and she says to me, I want X, but I know I can't have it because we can't afford it. And that thing hit me to the core because I never wanted her to think that we were at lack or her to think of a state of mind in lack, right? So I told her, I said, well, no, it's not necessarily that we can't afford it. I just might not want to get it, right? And I said, we can afford anything. We are wealthy. We are prosperous. We can afford anything. And I said that to her in that state of mind because at that moment, because I wanted her to begin to have a mindset of abundance. I understood that the way she was thinking was not good for her, right? Yet, I still had to do work on me because the only reason why she said that was because too many times I had said, we can't afford it. Too many times I had said, no, money's tight. Too many times I had said that, right? So now whenever that kind of situation comes up, she already knows, well, it really depends on whether you want to get it for me or not. It has nothing to do with whether we have it or not, right? That was something that really kind of hit home for me. And when I actually got this information and read it, I realized why my situation had changed because I set my mind on abundance. I set my mind on the things I desire. And even when lack tries to seep its way in, I put my why in front of my face. I read my dream declaration. I do things that switch that thing around so there's no place for it in my mind or in my thoughts. So those are a few more. We're actually going to end up having about 3 more parts to this. So it's going to be like a 5-part series, okay? So we stay tuned for my next podcast. And on the next podcast, we'll go over a few more things that the 3% do versus the 97%. Y'all have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.